Be a man.
Experience! Hey, who is me? Be a man?
Yeah.
You ready to preach? Preacher.
Yep.
What do you do when you have poison ivy?
Don't medicate. Just scratch till you bleed.
It's not a world of men.
I want you to be a man.
You could just be a man in this one moment.
I gotta be a man.
Be a man.
It's be a man time.
Be a man.
Be a man.
Be a man.
Am I supposed to be a man?
Be a man.
Be a man.
Be a man.
Be a man.
You can act like a man.
Be a man.
You know what the best thing about poison is?
What?
The band Poison.
That's right. Poison is a great technique, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. You very diabolical.
I mean? Very diabolical, very sneaky, very removed. Mm-hmm. You almost convince yourself, what did I really do? Right?
Yeah.
The fuck did I do?
I think of espionage in World War II when I think about poison, right? The Nazis.
They poison themselves and others.
Yeah.
But when I think of poison, I think of people putting shit in your food or drink. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like food poisoning, we know all about that. That's different. Do you think you could be poisoned by a woman? I don't think I could be. I'll tell you why in a minute.
You don't think they get away with it?
Unless it was a one-off poisoning, you take this one sip, you're dead.
I've gone out with some women that would definitely poison me if they could in the past.
Right, but there would have to be a steady, you know how they give you it over time, That would never happen to me, you know
the
why?
The alarms would go off, I think.
Well, you know what it is? Nobody forces me to eat or drink anything. It's not like she's going, here, drink your milk. What? Drink the milk with the fucking poison in it. Here's your fried eggs. Eat them. I'm not hungry. Eat them. That doesn't happen. So how the fuck can I be poisoned?
What about if you're married to a broad and she cooks for you?
Yeah, but she would have to load it up so heavy because it's so everything's infrequent. There's no like set schedule to be poisoned.
Like the big thing I hear about on the media all the time is antifreeze, right?
Yeah. I don't drink that shit, you.
I know, no. Would they mix it with Kool-Aid or something? I don't know.
These fucking people, man.
Blue Gatorade, fucking all the people that drank Blue Gatorade, fucking.
Yeah.
And here's another weird thing, okay? Say a guy lives with his fucking wife, right? And the wife turns up or the guy turns up poisoned to death. How do you know the guy did it? How do you prove it?
Yeah, don't they do, like, toxicology and they fucking, like, that's how they find out? Like, a lot of times it's, like, people that have been slowly poisoning their fucking spouse, like, over, like, I put a little bit of this in its fucking oatmeal every day since fucking 1993.
But Sandra Broad turns up poison, right? Dead?
Yeah.
They go, she's been poisoned by whatever the fuck they put in there? And the guy goes, well, that may be true, but I didn't do it. Prove it. How the fuck do they prove it?
Really can't.
Yeah.
They didn't do it.
Did you use circumstantial evidence, I guess?
You say, no, it must have happened at work or somewhere else, not here. I wouldn't poison my wife.
No, just fucking divorce the bitch, you know?
But back in the old days, man, it was a big thing because what were we going to do, bash a guy's head with a fucking boulder? That sucks. Get up close and stabbing? No. So that's why Socrates, he went down with fucking hemlock. My man?
Yes.
And you got to think that probably, like, poisoning was a way bigger thing before a fucking divorce.
Oh, yeah.
Because that was the only way out.
Nowadays, it's just DNA and all kinds of shit, right?
Right.
Oh. Yeah, well, I mean, it still happens. I mean, I recently watched a documentary that was this broad that was jealous of another broad. Did you hear about this?
Yes. Nice
coffee killing?
Yeah.
It was in, like, fucking Malaysia or something like that. And
Asian broads.
The broad knew exactly where the fucking cameras were. She set up bags in front of, like, where the cameras were so she could poison the fucking thing without anybody seeing.
Oh.
There's no, like, visual evidence of her poisoning it, but she killed the bitch.
Now, I can't poison anybody because I was Googling shit on my computer for this episode.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm fucked. So in the event, in the future, I can't poison my wife.
Can't you erase the browser?
No.
It's on record.
If they want to find it, they'll find it.
Oh,
in fucking
really?
History. Yeah, you can delete, double delete, fucking bleach bit. If they want to find it, they're going to find it.
I thought it was like a text message. Once it was gone, it was gone.
I don't believe it.
Text message is gone. It's gone,
sure?
Right? I think.
I don't know.
What do you think, Tons?
I think it's stored somewhere.
I think if a text message is gone, it's gone.
I don't
really?
Know.
I thought, well, before.
Can you ask a guy for me?
Ask Tom Brady.
Well, the word delete is a lot different these days. It's like, even when you go to delete something on your phone, it goes to another fucking folder that's like deleted fucking stuff. And I fucking delete it? Why do I have to double delete?
It turns up in the delete section.
So like the iCloud or something like that?
Right.
I don't even know what that shit is.
Yeah.
But you know what's great about poisoning, too? When you hear a guy die, he's murdered, they go, how'd he die? If you say shot, stab, whatever, people go, oh, whatever. But you go, he was poisoned. They go, No fucking way, really?
And he was found in the nude.
He was fucking nude and poisoned? Somebody, I'm not saying who, somebody poisoned him to death.
Well, it's just like if it was a regular murder, they're going to look at the spouse first.
Doesn't that suck?
Yeah,
that's
I mean,
fair.
That's, well, because 80% of the time, that's what it is. You know,
and you fly off the fucking handle. You know? I still say the best way to do it is go by the fucking Grand Canyon and pose for a nice fucking picture on the rim of the canyon. One a little closer,
yeah,
honey.
Yeah, yeah.
That, good, right there.
No cameras out there.
You got to make sure.
Yeah.
That's the only
problem.
There's
no cameras out there. Not like.
I don't fucking trust it. I think there's cameras everywhere now.
I just drove over the Grand Canyon. That thing is fucking massive.
But you're fucked. And you say, look at the lady crawled to the fucking edge. She wanted to take a picture. I told her not to, and she toppled over.
Mm.
What the fuck you want from me?
Yeah.
How about when you slip a Mickey to someone? Oh, that's like poisoning them, right?
You know something I never did. Have you done the statute of limitations?
No.
No.
I'd be afraid if it would go wrong and the person would die. Be
right.
For murder.
Me too. Me would too.
You, right?
Yeah. Yeah, no. No, I never slipped anybody anything.
But you still hear a lot about, like, now, we've done a lot of events at different bars and stuff.
Yeah.
And I was told by one bar we were doing an event for, don't try to go to that bar because they have a history. They keep a record of it, how many people get slipped Mickeys.
Really?
What do they call them nowadays?
Roofies.
Roofies. How many roofies people get roofies at different bars?
Roofied.
They said, if you go to this place, be careful because they have, like, they're in the top five highest percentage of bars that have people who have roofies.
I knew you were an old timer when you said a fucking Mickey.
Yeah, slipped a Mickey.
A Mickey? Yeah, Mickey Finn, call it.
How about the guys that always get shit-faced and like, yeah, someone slipped something in my drink.
You're right.
Yeah, fucking puke.
Okay.
Someone must have put something in my drink.
That's like fucking
you're lightweight.
When the fucking nude picture of you appears on a gay fucking site, you go, I don't even know how the fuck that could have possibly happened. My phone was hacked. It was hacked. I didn't do it. But them Romans, they love fucking arsenic and all that shit, man. Let's face it, that's the granddaddy of them all.
Yeah, like if you have
fucking beautiful.
If you have like a pinhead of arsenic, that'll kill you, right?
Yeah.
Supposedly.
Them Nazi cocksuckers had the capsules ready to go.
They
stored them right in their fucking mouth sometimes.
Did they?
Yeah. Himmler stored it right in his fucking tooth cavity, like a opening. Oh. Put the fucking pill when it was time to go. He fucking dislodged it from the opening.
He couldn't keep it in his pocket in case he needed 10 seconds.
No, in case it fucking melted or something.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
And then for whatever reason, some guy that was in charge of manufacturing wood said, let's take this toxic poison and put it in fucking pressure-treated wood.
That's right.
In the fucking 80s, like, that shit was everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Pressure-treated, like, how many of those fucking playgrounds did you used to see?
Yeah, well, a lot of them would come down. In my town, they took the one down. The one down the street, they took down and redid it.
Yeah.
You know?
A lot of foods have poison in them, but the list of the stuff, tomatoes, rhubarbs, weird shit. All right, tomatoes I'll eat very, very low level they have in there, but the other shit in some of them list is shit you wouldn't eat anyway.
Yeah.
Cherry pits. I don't think I'm going to be chewing on a fucking cherry pit, do you?
No,
fucking fake teeth.
Yeah.
Fuck them up?
I don't think so.
Can we talk about how fucking Poison's publicist is one of the greatest graphic artists of all time?
That's
fucking skull and crossbones.
Oh, no, that's awesome.
What a fucking logo!
Oh man,
they had a couple of good
Triple
songs.
Triple Poison,
too, right?
Fucking look. Whoa,
they had some good songs.
Yeah, yeah.
How about Food Tasters?
Yeah, remember? The Three Stooges had one.
Taste the food, case it's bad, so you die and I don't.
You know who has one of them? Still, he does all this stuff. Kim Jong.
Well, that was a
royal teaser.
That would make sense.
Do you see the way he poisoned his fucking brother?
Oh, yeah.
In the fucking airport. Wasn't that in Malaysia somewhere?
Oh, yeah.
They blew fucking dust in his face. Two broads.
Yep. Dude.
He stumbled into the back room where he fucking croaked. They let them broads out already in a year or two because they didn't know what the fuck they were doing. They'll put up to it.
Dude, imagine that. You get fucking taken out by fucking magic pixie dust.
And it really worked.
No shit.
Arsenic dust. Right?
Right in his fucking kisser, they got him.
But like that would be painful, like poisoning. Like you said, there was like the roofies. I wonder if fucking roofies are a good time if you know that it's coming.
Right.
You know, like
this is like a pill you buy in the street to do anyways.
Yeah, right.
It's like a street drug.
Yeah. Like,
you know?
Do we know anybody that just casually does fucking roofies?
Well, you know something. We did barbiturates back in the day. They still make those.
Oh yeah, they're
literally
they
just, like this. So
they just have a different name for
the
them.
The whole point was to have that in some wine. You'd be like, "That was a roofie." Having a great time. We were all fucked up. We could have been raped. by men.
Well, I mean, I know a friend of mine who played in the NFL. They, you know, they had like the league security met with every team, and something had happened. This is going back to like the late 80s, early 90s. Something had happened to a couple of football players. Was this guy was posing as an agent and luring guys with like these nice looking broads and stuff to get him in his hotel room. He was giving him roofies, and one of the guys woke up, and the so-called agent was like boning him up the ass.
Oh,
you know, so that they, yeah, I don't know if, man, that was a scare story they made up to scare the players.
Yeah,
could but be. That's a story the security told the NFL.
I mean, in this day and age, anything is possible. Yeah. Could have happened.
Yeah.
You know, these people that poison too, I see them in the movies. Sometimes I'm yelling, he's poisoning you. You know how they keep a fucking thing up their sleeve?
Oh,
like
yeah,
a little
yeah.
vial. Like, say my back was to you, I'm making us a drink over there, and I whip out I do it all right on the spot. I sneakily look over my shoulder, I take out the little vial, I put it in your fucking drink. How come they never pick up on that? I would. Wouldn't you?
Yeah.
So what are you doing over there?
Well, I see everything that goes on. I get eyes in the back of my head.
Say I went to pour you a drink, right? But you saw me making all weird fucking moves like this and that. Yeah. You go, what are you doing?
You have to be fluid. That'd be really fluid.
Yeah, it's definitely a very like kind of devious. Like, there's a lot of planning that goes into it. You gotta be really smooth.
Is a roofie just like a pill they put in that dissolves in your drink? Is that what a roofie is?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. Is it just like melts. An Alka-Seltzer?
Yeah. No flavor. I don't even know what it is. Exactly.
Yeah. Is it like a street drug that they call something else?
And is it a generic term for anything that fucks you up on the QT?
Yeah.
You know I should roofie myself for the podcast.
You should.
I'd do it.
Well, do me a favor. Take half a roofie. We don't want you to die.
Yeah, well, the roofies don't kill people, do they?
Who knows? Where do I get roofies? Who do I ask? You know anybody has roofies?
There's got to be a roofie guy.
Yeah, there's definitely a roofie guy. There's a guy for everyone.
Can I get a pharmaceutical roofie? Or is it just fucking roofie?
That's probably what it is.
Yeah, like, so? It's, you know, got to be like
fentanyl.
Yeah, oh, it's gonna be something like that. I mean, what else is the purpose? Like, what's the casual use for fucking roofies?
You know who was a big roofie man? Is fucking Bill Cosby, apparently.
Oh yeah.
He liked to drug the broads up, huh?
Fucking that guy's all walking around.
Isn't that fucking low?
Oh yeah.
What a scum. I mean, a guy like that, I mean, if you get that fame, you could get broads regular. Yeah. What'd you want to get shit. What'd you want to rape a broad for?
Isn't that fucked up?
Yeah.
You're Bill Cosby. There isn't a fucking, there's an entire generation of broads that grew up watching you.
Right.
That fucking have daddy issues and would bone you in a second. Like, what's the fucking, you seriously you have to go and find a roofie guy.
Just a little bit of a chase with a broad. It's more exciting when you're banging. So you fucking,
if they don't want to do it, I'm out.
You're banging, that's fucking, that's horrible.
How the fuck can you do that for someone, right?
Yeah. No,
he's still married. The wife stayed with him. That's pretty fucked
what else
up.
She going to do? You know?
That's pretty.
What's he's like 85 now?
Yeah, they let him out of prison because he went fucking blind and had health problems.
He lived out in Western Mass.
Yeah,
I think somewhere.
That's a stand-up, bro.
UMass.
God.
Well, he's got all the fucking money.
Fucking
you should probably get a great life. UMass alumni.
Yeah,
Bill Cosby. Yeah.
How about poisonous fucking snakes, ticks, bugs? They say more people are killed by insect bites than all animals combined in the world. Dog, shark, everything. Put that all aside.
I'm not.
You're dead by insects more than anything.
I'm not afraid of snakes or bugs at all. But I mean, if it's poisonous, I'm going to stay away.
How about if a tick the size of a speck of dust crawled up your fucking asshole, poison you to death?
Yeah,
I mean, that's, what chance do we have?
A lot of ticks. Well, we live in the woods, right?
Oh,
a lot of ticks.
But we were kids. We used to roll around in piles of leaves. You know,
but,
those
but
ticks.
Was there a lot
there.
Of ticks in the city?
I never had
until I moved more to the suburbs.
My fucking kids got ticks on them five times up there. The fucking dogs, ticks.
Yeah, yeah, all the time.
I must have had them on me.
Especially like the mild winters around here.
The fuck?
The ticks are prevalent.
But we are pretty lucky because like that's all we really have to worry about.
Right.
It's not like we live in fucking Australia and like fire ant can fucking bite you on your big toe
that.
And you're out.
Snakes don't scare me. I mean, I know gruff guys where I used to live in my house before I sold it. You snakes used to hang out on the front stairs, like 10 garden snakes.
Yeah,
you go around the back.
I don't mind those.
Kind of walk right over them.
Yeah,
you'd be fucking horrified of them.
Do you think? How about those preachers who use the fucking snake, the poisonous snake, in the preacher? That's pretty cool, huh? Then you read 6 months later. Hey, you know that preacher got killed by the fucking snake. Yeah.
Just like
his pet snake killed.
Just like a guy's that hang out with bears and wolves.
Yeah,
you know, it's just
now. Now be a man.
You're asking for it.
if be a man, if you were approached by a venomous snake and you were bitten by said venomous snake, would you suck the poison out?
Well, I don't want to die. Yeah, so of course.
Or would you have a buddy suck the poison out? Or whatever I had
to do. Whatever I had to do to live. Supposedly you're supposed to cut between the puncture marks and suck it all out.
Right, right? Let me ask you this question, hypothetical, right? Say your buddy's bit by a venomous snake, and it's well known medically the only way you can suck it out is through the penis. Would you do that for a friend to get the venom out of him if that's the only way it can come out? I'm just asking.
It depends what friend. But, I mean, yeah, if it was life and death.
It's the only way, for some reason.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
It's a make-believe hypothetical, but, you know, what the fuck?
I mean, I would blow my friend if it meant it was going to save his life.
Now, that's a good friend. I like to think that I would do the same thing.
I'm a caring nurturer.
But if I see a guy in the street, some guy go, what happened to him? Help, help, please, doctor in the house. I'm not doing it to him.
No.
I will not blow anybody. Sorry.
Have a nurse do it.
Well, I wouldn't suck the poison out of anybody. If it was just a random person on a hiking trail and they got hit by a fucking copperhead, I'd fucking walk by.
Well, I'd step right over him, you?
Oh, yeah.
Would you ransack his belongings first? His fucking trail mix and his fucking dirty pocket right behind?
I call 911 for him.
Yeah.
No, you know what to do? You wait till you get back down the hill 3 hours later and go, yeah, there was a guy up there I saw 4 hours ago just laying there. You might want to send someone up.
He looked like he was in rough shape.
When was this? Oh, about 5 hours ago. It's 10 degrees now. You better get up there.
You ever watch Northwood's Law?
No.
Oh, you got to watch that.
What is it?
Northwood's Law. I think it's on National Geographic, one of those stations. It's all the ranges for was Maine, but then it's been New Hampshire.
Oh, I love those shows.
Yeah, that's a great show.
All those guys who patrol the woods and shit?
Those guys who climb to the top of Mount Washington. Yeah, they climb all the way up in the summer save someone. Climb all the way down. They have like a bunch of volunteers and shit. And the volunteers are falling and getting hurt.
What the fuck? Yeah.
I've been watching one about the Navajo police. Holy shit.
Yeah.
It's fucking wild out there, man.
Mm-hmm. On the reservation and shit.
Reservation life is no joke.
There's sovereignty.
Oh, yeah. No.
A lot of drinking. I mean,
sovereign nation.
I just saw Killers of the Flower Moon.
Oh, did you? See I want to see it. No, I'm going to see it.
That was about the Osage.
Yeah, the Osage.
That's
it's on my
story.
List. I may go tomorrow.
It's a long movie.
It's 4 hour fucking getaway. Slouched down on the seat with a nice fucking extra large bucket of con.
Be a man. Experience! Poison is such a mind fuck because, like, in small doses, it's actually the stuff that we fucking take to get our fucking rocks off. Smoking cigarettes.
True.
Fucking cigars. Coke. Alcohol. Fucking all of it.
Recreational drugs.
Yeah, you're poisoning your brain to feel good.
Street drugs from some degenerate cut up cocaine coming from God knows where.
Oh, yeah.
What the fuck was in that?
Yeah,
you snorted buckets of it. Yeah. Right?
And it's all fucking, it's all poison.
Oh, man.
But it's crazy how fucking, you know, just a little amount is a fucking good time. And then fucking too much, you're fucking dead.
You know what sucks? If you're the poisoner and you're giving the guy, whoever, a little bit each day, and you expect him to fucking, you know, be out of here in about a week or two, you walk down the kitchen stairs 3 weeks later, he's still sitting there. You go, what the fuck?
Yeah.
What am I going to do to get this prick out? I poison the fuck out of him. I'm going to up the fucking dosage tonight. But the guy's sitting there. That's what I'm saying. Drink your old fashioned. I don't want it. Drink it. Fucking loaded with poison, you prick. Drink it all.
Yeah, poison is just always so alluring, like in the TV shows, like when they poison people and stuff, like fucking Walter White with the fucking ricin.
Oh, yeah, he was a good poison man.
He was a good poison man.
I do feel that if I hypothetically did poison someone, I wouldn't feel as bad about it as I would fucking shooting somebody in the head.
Yeah, but you would have to be in the room, though, and watch them convulse and die.
Right, and do nothing.
Yeah, and do nothing and be like,
They foam out of their mouth and shit.
Yeah, they foam, they convulse, they fucking knock shit over.
Then at the last second, finally, the fucking goof, as he's dying, looks at the fucking drink, realizes, looks at the broad, and the broad laughs at him. He figures it out, but it's too late. It's just too late. You!
How about the mustard gas back in
World War I? That was bad shit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That was Saddam Hussein used fucking chemical weapons. Used
chemical warfare. Yeah.
That fucking, in, like.
That's not part of the Geneva Convention.
Oh, yeah. Fucking anthrax.
Right.
Holy shit. Everybody was freaking out.
People just sending fucking powder.
Yeah. To
just
like, white powder came in the mail today.
Like sending flour or whatever, you know?
Yeah, they clear the fucking building out. Some juvenile delinquent sent flour.
There had to have been way more fake fucking anthrax cases than real ones.
Oh, yeah.
They didn't want to.
Yeah.
Had to
have. They didn't want to encourage
it. Okay, where do I get some anthrax, you know?
Yeah. Same guy you get the roofies from.
What is that? Is that a drug, a real drug, or is it like
a fucking chemical or something?
Chemical, right?
But what is it? What does it do? Does it like
it's fucking, bad shit?
I thought it killed ants.
Does it have any positive fucking qualities at all?
Do you use it to like polish metal or something?
Yeah, it must be something like that.
Rat poison.
Well, they say like if you poison a bunch of mice, you have the poison inside. Then if you get coyotes in the yard. Yeah, throw the dead mice and the coyotes in the yard. The coyotes again, then they'll get poisoned.
It's a
and
double
die.
Whammy.
Yeah, so a lot of cats will eat mice that are poisoned
and croak.
And croak or get real sick.
Would you feel bad if you poisoned a rat or a mouse, yeah, and then you subsequently heard other critters passed away around? Would you feel bad about it?
My buddy was building his house. He didn't want any fucking animal. He didn't want squirrels, rabbits, fucking chipmunks.
That's tough. You
know, obviously, like mice around the house, so he put all kinds of poison, killed like dozens of animals.
He's a killer.
Fuck him.
Central Mass.
You know something? I really don't blame him.
Yeah.
But like, all
he just didn't want anything. He just didn't want anything around there. He fucking killed them all.
Fuck him.
I mean, it's your fucking property. It's your right to fucking get rid of pests. That's what they're called. It's
dirty
pest control.
Yeah, but
like,
I mean,
the animal people, they fucking hate. They fucking.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. I mean, I think you're probably out of line for killing rabbits and shit like that.
Fucking rabbit season.
Yeah, yeah.
Duck season.
I mean, at least if you're going to fucking kill a rabbit, fucking shoot it in the head. You know, like hunt it.
Yeah,
like
you have to. But there's a hunting season for all that shit.
Yeah.
Hunting season for coyotes, for rabbits, for everything, squirrels. Mm-mm. I don't know if there's a squirrel turkey, wild turkey.
If I put some fucking rat poison in the garage, say, or whatever, and the fucking household pets end up eating it and croaking, I wouldn't feel bad about it. I'm not even kidding you. I swear to God. First of all, not even my pets.
That dog you like?
Even him, I've become indifferent toward him.
Oh, yeah?
Not hatred like the others I hate. This one, it's the next step, though.
Yeah.
I'm indifferent.
Yeah.
It's even worse than hate. But if I'm trying to kill fucking pest and vermin and there's collateral damage, what the fuck am I supposed to do? Fucking thrash myself for the rest of my life and feel bad? I was trying to do a good thing.
Yeah, right?
It was an accident.
How about these people that like drank the Kool-Aid, that willingly ingested poison? You know it's going to kill you. Like fucking like... That's next level crazy.
Jonestown, yeah. Heaven's Gate.
Yeah,
they're fucking weak people.
How
stupid.
About like Waco, Texas? They metaphorically fucking drank the Kool-Aid, right?
Yeah.
And they fucking.
But you know it's poisonous. Yeah. You know you're gonna die,
right?
And you still fucking go for it.
Well, they drank the ones who put on the purple with the Nike sneakers.
Oh yeah,
waiting for the Hale Bopp Comet.
Yeah.
Heaven's Gate, Marshall Applewhite. Right? You know all about them. They fucking all got laid out, drank the fucking poison, thought the comet was going to pick them up.
Yeah.
Then they interview the kids, go, they were very normal a year ago.
They're all fucking
they
weak.
Met this guy, and now they're fucking dead.
Weak minds. They all got weak minds.
Right?
They're fucking losers.
Look at followers. Jonestown. They drank that fucking
Kool-Aid.
How many
died in Jonestown? Like 400?
Oh, yeah.
And the other one, how many died? Like
Heaven's Gate?
Yeah.
Not that many.
Not many.
No. Yeah. Only about 20, 30.
But it's like you already poisoned these poor people's minds. Now you have to fucking poison them literally and kill
literally,
them?
Literally. Figuratively and literally fucking devastate them.
I'm going to decide how I want to kill myself, not someone else.
Yeah, yeah.
But you know, see, the thing is, if you're going to off yourself, at least this is a terrible thing to say. I'd probably go. I would do it via poison, like drugs or a poison, like an overdose.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna fucking do anything violent to myself.
I'd fall off the Grand Canyon because it would look like an accident.
Would you like that long
and
haul down?
My kids could get the life insurance.
Would you be screaming on the way down, going, "I don't fucking believe it"?
You got fucking bad. You're gonna smash off a rock.
You know something?
A couple rocks.
Oh yeah, I know that's another way on the list. You can put it down. Will not be falling on it. Over any crevice.
No, I won't get.
Or crevasse.
Yeah, I hate.
I don't go near it.
Yeah. I'm not a hike guy.
But again, we've talked about it many times. When these people bite the fucking dust, don't feel bad about it.
Yeah, I mean.
You know what I mean? How could you?
Only if it's someone you knew or cared about.
Right.
Yeah.
And if you did, you'd say, listen, if you continue this behavior, we can't be friends. How about your son goes, I'm going to go hang off a fucking wire between the World Trade Centers when they existed. Remember that guy walked across with a fucking wire?
Fucking idiot.
Dope.
Did he fall?
No. But they usually fall some other time, somewhere else. Yeah, they
do. The Wallender brothers, right?
The fucking cursed Wallenders.
Yeah.
The whole family.
Yeah. It's
a bunch of them, right?
Yeah.
Over the years.
We should have Googled that.
Fucking idiots.
How many Wallenders have died? They're still around.
Let's take a guess. Ready?
I'll say 23.
Really? No, I'm going to go like 4 to 5.
You're a lot closer, John. It says two members of the world famous high wire flying Wallenders were killed and three others injured. Oh, that's just one fucking instance.
The old man went down in Puerto Rico way back when.
Wasn't there one that was, I saw something, they were like going over wire and they had like a bike they were driving and the other ones were like standing on the side and went down.
Something stupid.
That?
Yeah. I don't even like to look at
those
people.
Well, back then it was before the internet. That's when they started, like 100 years ago. There was nothing else to do.
Primitive fucking entertainment.
Be a man. Experience!
Did you guys hear about this broad? She got charged for poisoning her boyfriend hours before she inherited the money. Like,
yeah, bad move, lady.
Yeah, I mean, if they were living together, I think.
Yes.
Yeah, so, I mean, she was going to enjoy the money.
But she couldn't stand him, though.
Yeah, so.
I mean.
Was that in, that was in America, right?
North Dakota.
Yeah, North
Dakota. I remember, my wife's family's from there.
Yeah, is that like an Air Force base? Them.
So it was like big news. Hey, did you hear somebody in North Dakota fucking poison the guy?
Yeah.
No shit.
Greedy bitch.
But you know something? You never poison right after. You got to wait a while.
Yeah. I mean, especially if you're in that situation where you're going to be upon like a huge cash windfall. If
right.
Like, unfortunately, you know what? Everybody wants the fucking money when the fucking person is dead, but it doesn't work that way.
No.
You have to fucking wait until you fucking collect
that calculating. She was like too obvious the shit she did.
Right.
Yeah, she just like watched the guy die for like 12 hours or something.
But I mean, in the history of people poisoning their spouses for money, has anyone successfully pulled off the after?
I don't think so. Even like when you hire a hitman, same thing. Never works out.
No. Yeah, it never fucking works out.
I should have done poison the guy. Well, not, I mean, do the slow poison, but a year later, try to be real nice to him, snuggle up to him, love him more than ever, right? Then you start administering the poison.
All the time in the world she had, right? She's a greedy bitch.
Make the guy think, I fucking love you so much, honey, right? Pamper him. Meantime, you're poisoning him. In a year, she would have had the money.
She hated his guts. Where do you get the $30 million from, anyways?
I don't know. Family, the mother
Jesus
and father.
Jesus Christ.
But how about when the people go like this? I know what I'll do. I'm going to poison them. Do they talk to anybody about this? A friend goes, yeah, that's a good idea. I think you should. Well, I mean, how do they come up with this? On their own? They must consult somebody.
She went on the browser. They found on a browser.
Yeah. Right?
You got to go to your friend's house and look it up on their computer.
She said that he was.
The library.
She said he drank too much, and obviously they did a test, and there was no alcohol in his system. Right?
Yeah.
So she wasn't a fucking bright ball.
She was behind the fucking eight ball.
Stupid cunt.
Right. But if there was no internet, like, you know, log of all her searches or whatever.
Yeah.
And a guy turned up poison, I didn't do it. But she's tainted.
Yeah.
Idiot.
Her taint is tainted. Yeah, she's just fucking
But I mean,
stupid.
They, especially with poison. They're going to find out that you fucking poison them really quick when they do the fucking toxicology report. And then when you're in the situation like that, the red flag just pops up so quick, you don't stand a fucking chance.
No. No.
Yeah, no. Poisoning it doesn't seem like it's the way to go when you want to get money. And you're way better off, like you said, pushing them off a fucking cliff or something.
Nice honeymoon, you know, romantic getaway, whatever, right? Happens all the time, as you know, Daily Mail.
Oh, yeah.
Just happened last week.
Yeah,
the fucking newlywed went fucking down the hatch. All for the picture.
Yeah, it's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to be poisoning anyone in my lifetime.
You can't get away with anything nowadays.
No, I'm afraid. I know I won't get away with anything.
All the advanced technology and everything.
I've been caught at everything I've done wrong, and I expect that to be the same for the rest of my life.
Be a man. Experience!
About this mushroom cook, be a man. Accidentally, supposedly, well, I think killed it was three people.
I think it was a legitimate accident, though.
You think so? I thought she had a shaky fucking history of finding a couple of improprieties in her backstory.
Oh, really? Oh, I didn't know.
But I thought it wasn't a bad idea. So you want to wipe out the whole family for Thanksgiving? You invite everybody over.
You must really fucking...
take them all out.
Yeah, take them all
except
out.
Except for you.
You must really hate yourself. I mean, she hates the family. She just killed herself. Selfish bitch. Another one.
I mean, I guess it could potentially be an accident to say, how come you didn't die? I go, I don't eat mushrooms. I just happen to not eat mushrooms.
So when she went out, she got poisonous mushrooms out in the wild that she knew was poisonous?
I guess so.
And gave them to her?
Well, allegedly she didn't know they were poisonous, but I mean, come on.
Well, that was always the thing growing up. We were always told, don't touch the mushrooms.
Never. Not even touch them.
Yeah, don't touch the mushrooms.
Yeah. No, we didn't touch them.
I mean, chances are that you could eat them, but.
Yeah, mushrooms, fucking berries. Yeah. I'm not touching any of those things.
Don't touch any of that shit, man.
I'm always taught not to touch it.
Just stay the fuck away from it.
But this broad, didn't she have something in her past about the fucking poison with other people or a husband or somebody?
Really? Oh, I didn't know that.
There was something.
Well,
like, wait a minute. So
she's
saying,
guilty then.
Saying she didn't have that, right? And she goes, look, I know it looks bad. Everybody came to dinner and they're all dead.
Yeah, she's had three other attempted murder charges.
Oh, okay. There you go. Oh, that's what I'm talking about.
She's guilty then.
She's fucking guilty.
She's got a jaded past.
But if she didn't have that and she said, look, I fucking opened a can of mushrooms. I don't know.
Yeah.
The court would have mercy on her and let her go.
Right.
I would think because she's suffering enough mentally.
She likes to poison people.
Fucking dumb. Another dumb cunt.
Yeah, but you must really fucking hate your family because, like we said, she was probably sitting there. She probably had the fucking chef hat on.
Right.
Whoop, and she's fucking poisoning them right in front of their fucking faces. She has to sit there and do the fucking poker face.
Well, she hated herself. She weighed 500 pounds. You see your picture?
Did she think they were going to croak right on the spot or go home and croak from the poison?
I think a couple of them, like, lingered and then died. Right?
Yeah.
A couple, okay.
Yeah. Saying they fucking croaked right at the table, then she'd have to dispose of the corpses.
Yeah.
A whole other big assignment, which is you never get away with that.
That was over in the UK, right?
Yeah.
I believe. UK?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess that's the good thing about poisoning is that fucking, like, you don't have to worry about doing the cleanup.
No. Right. But it's really a pussy way to do it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Is.
If you're going to kill someone, wrap your fucking hands around their throat.
Yeah, strangle them to death.
Yeah, you know, fucking
strangle them.
Put a fucking plastic bag over him. Fucking shoot him in the head so there's no fucking splatter.
Right. I want to strangle somebody to death still. I think about that all the time. Someone I hate, just strangle and watch them die.
I mean, right now I could be saying I wanted to poison somebody and I loaded up the fucking milk at home. I go, right now they're probably poisoning themselves. And I'm over here. I'm miles away. They're slowly poisoning.
Be a man. Experience!
Well, I wouldn't poison somebody. I'd probably, like, strangle them to death. Because you're probably going to get caught anyways nowadays.
Most likely.
Yeah.
I don't plan on poisoning anyone. I don't plan on taking any poison. Anything that has skulls and crossbones and says poison, I genuinely avoid that shit. I don't put it in my fucking mouth like a moron.
Yeah.
And you know something? Beware of poison. I don't go near it.
Poison seems like it's like kind of like fucking like sexy like way to kill someone. But like it's definitely the most pussy.
It's
like definitely the most dramatic.
Right.
Just espionage.
Fucking, yeah. Just it fucking is. Just spy snap his fucking spy neck shit. Like an action movie and fucking get on with it.
I hope you enjoyed the
Be a Man. Experience!